I have somebody who is available to us today, and it's absolutely a delight to welcome Marshall Pinkofsky to the program.
Delighted to be here.
You have an opening night coming up this
absolutely.
Week.
I've run out of rehearsal.
Hours from now.
Yes, absolutely.
And the production is a double bill. Acteon and Pygmalion will tour to the Harris Theater. That's in Chicago, I believe, and the Palace of Versailles. We're lucky to get you outside of Pearson Airport.
Well, I'm telling you, we have a busy, busy touring schedule, but it's fantastic. It makes it all the more exciting for us to be able to open something in Toronto and then take it on tour. We see the work grow and expand. It's great for the artists. It's great for everyone.
Let's do a little housekeeping. The opening night is Thursday at 7:30. The theater is the Elgin Theater at 189 Yonge Street. The website to go to is operaatelier.com. It could not be easier, folks. operaatelier.com. And for those tickets, you can also go to just ticketmaster.ca. But go to the website. Go to the Opera Atelier website and get on the mailing list and find out what the whole season is like, the past, the future, the present, and in particular Thursday night. What can we look forward to?
Well, you know, this is a French double bill. And that's rather unusual. To begin with, we have an opera from the 17th century and an opera from the 18th century. Mm-hmm. But they're both taken from Ovid's Metamorphoses. Mm-hmm. So it's about people who are becoming something other than human beings.
Indeed.
Or things that aren't human beings that become human. The 17th century work is a real little masterpiece. It's 45 minutes long. Charpentier wanted to show that he could take people through an entire emotional roller coaster in as short a period of time as possible. And Acteon is about the young hunter who sees the goddess Diana bathing while he's out hunting. She's so furious, she turns him into a stag. He's hunted by his own men, torn apart by his hounds. Incredible music. It starts off light, charming, sexy, and finishes with a lament that is worthy of Charpentier's most profound liturgical music. And you know, it's interesting. It says something about the 17th century French court that desire, that sexual desire, is something that is dangerous, that it can turn you into a beast, that it could destroy you, just like Acteon. You fast forward to Rameau's Pygmalion. Suddenly, Versailles, 80 years later, is young. Louis XV has his beautiful mistress, Madame de Pompadour. Desire is something that is to be celebrated and rewarded. And when Pygmalion the sculptor falls in love with his creation, the statue, rather than his obsession being punished, the goddess Venus answers his prayers, love appears and says, you deserve a reward. We're bringing her to life and she's made for you.
That's my favorite.
There you are. And it turns into about 40 minutes of a party worthy of a Broadway musical.
Well,
beautiful
it beats
music.
Succumbing to the hounds, doesn't it?
You can
it?
Say that again. No, it's a very, very rich program.
OperaAtelier.com is the website to find out about this incredible double bill that's coming up this week. Marshall, talk to us about the cast.
Well, it's a cast I'm very excited about. We really did this double bill, among other reasons, to really showcase Colin Ainsworth, one of Canada's really great tenors. And Colin has a particular affinity with the French repertoire. We've brought him to Versailles on a number of occasions, and the French absolutely adore him. It's a real chance for Colin to be able to show what he's capable of, both musically, but what he's capable of dramatically as well. And he sings the title role in both. He plays the hunter Acteon, and he also plays the sculptor Pygmalion in the second half. But in addition to that, I mean, it's a cast of stupendous singers. Alison McCarty, one of Canada's really great mezzos, has two marvelous roles in this. Both of them furious, angry women, which she plays so incredibly well. Megan Lindsay, again, wearing two hats for us. Sometimes two hats, three hats. Everyone has got to be firing on all levels for this. And it's a real sense of ensemble that the singers bring to this work. We have Mireille Azelin, that wonderful Canadian soprano, who is singing the goddess Diana, but she also sings the role of love. And of course, we have our wonderful artists of Atelier Ballet, a large core of dancers who are integrally involved in the action. It's one of the reasons that the Harris Theater was so interested, because Chicago has a big dance audience. They have the Joffrey Ballet in residence at the Harris, and the president and CEO, Patricia Barreto, really felt that a company that was firing on both the dance and the opera level would be the perfect complement to her season.
Any last thing you want the public to know? They can't leave this interview without hearing you say what?
Well, I think they need to know that we're talking about opera that is accessible. This is gorgeous music, wonderful storytelling. And if you want to introduce a young person or someone your own age or a child to opera, this is the perfect way to do so. Two operas, both under 1 hour, guaranteed to have a fantastic time.
That's the opening this week, Opera Atelier's double bill of Actaeon and Pygmalion. And our guest today, Marshall Pienkowski. Marshall, thank you so much for coming by. Folks, visit the website, operaatelier.com.